This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Oliva, O-L-I-V-A, first name, Harrell, H-A-R-A-L, date of birth, May 10th, 1964, date of evaluation, January 30th, 2024, the chief complaint, 59-year-old male, seen for evaluation. The HBI. The patient is a 59-year-old male who had been working with Peterson Trust beginning June 6, 2011 period. The patient's employment related to sales counter duties, which included finding and ringing up parts for customers, period. The patient apparently previously lifted up to 150 pounds. However, currently unable to lift more than 50 pounds, period. In May of 2020, he began feeling sick and weak, period. He then went to a physician and was told that he was COVID-19 positive and was dispositioned to home, period. He was noted to have a slight fever and cough and self-isolated, period. By the following day, he apparently had developed respiratory failure and had stopped breathing, period. 911 was called and he was taken by ambulance to St. Rose Hospital, where he was intubated and placed in the ICU. He was discharged from the hospital in August 2020, at which time he underwent a course of physical therapy, period. He was subsequently diagnosed with ulnar neuropathy and underwent ulnar nerve surgery in March of 2021. The surgery, however, did not lead to any changes to his complaint, but noted that over time there had been improvement in his arm condition, period. He had noted that his right arm had recovered much more than that of the left, period. He returned to work in May of 2021 at his usual job, but subject to lifting restrictions as above, period. The patient currently reports shortness of breath when he laughs and has pain in his right lower quadrant, period. The patient reports that he has difficulty in standing, period. He has residual numbness, tingling, and weakness in the bilateral aspect of the ulnar palm and ring and small fingers, period. He further has symptoms of paresthesia when he is not doing any work, period. The patient of note had a prolonged hospitalization for his respiratory failure slash COVID-19, period. As noted, he had been intubated period. Patient was noted to have history of left cubital tunnel syndrome and had surgery in 2021 following his hospitalization with COVID-19 and respiratory failure, period. Of note, following his initial hospitalization, electrodiagnostic testing diagnosed bilateral ulnar neuropathy, severe on the left and mild to moderate on the right. The total hospital records are not available for review. However, patient was initially noted to have been admitted on May 26, 2020. The EMS note stated that upon paramedic arrival, patient was saturating at 50% on room air. Period, he was placed on a non-rebreather and transported. Period, patient again was COVID positive. Period. Initial chest x-ray demonstrated dense opacification of both lungs, consistent with diffuse pneumonia slash viral pneumonitis or pulmonary edema. He had been seen by Dr. Jeffrey Watson on admission. He was initially placed on 15 liters non-rebreather, period. As noted, his hospitalization was quite prolonged, period. He had been placed on steroids as well as 5 days of remdesivir, period. He initially required intubation, period. Echocardiogram of note had revealed moderate to severe left concentric left ventricular hypertrophy, normal left ventricular systolic function, left ventricular ejection fraction 60%, period. He was noted to have mild biatrial enlargement, mild mitral annular calcification, traced to mild mitral regurgitation, traced to mild tricuspid regurgitation, an estimated PA pressure systolic of 42 millimeters of mercury, period. This was consistent with mild pulmonary hypertension, period. Repeat echocardiogram on June 29, 2020. Again, revealed normal left ventricular systolic function, period. Small pericardial effusion was noted, period. Ejection fraction was noted to be unchanged, period. Post-extubation, he had severe weakness, period. He was further noted to have Pseudomonas bacteremia and cholecystitis, period. Lung function were noted to have improved at the time of discharge, period. As noted, he had developed superimposed Pseudomonas pneumonia with bacteremia, period. He completed a course of IV antibiotics with improvement. He had hyperglycemia, which improved. Dysphagia, which improved. He was noted to have a generalized myopathy per Dr. George Slater, S-L-A-T-E-R, on July 28, 2020, period. Patient felt to have critical gear myopathy associated with SARS-CoV-2 pneumonitis / ARDS, period. Further noted to have gout and gallstone, period. The patient's discharge diagnosis was felt to be related to one COVID-19 infection. He reported further difficulties with memory, period. Additional past medical history includes that history of hypertension and gout, period. Past surgical history includes that of the left pubital tunnel release, medications, allopurinol, unknown dose, lisinopril, 10 milligrams one daily, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, unremarkable, social history, He denies cigarette smoking. He notes rare alcohol use. He has tingling in his hands. Bilaterally, review of system, constitutional. He has generalized weakness. He reports weight gain. Skin is unremarkable. Eyes, he has burning. Nose, he reports sneezing. He has allergies. Respiratory, currently no shortness of breath or dyspnea. Cardiac, no chest pain with exertion period. Gastrointestinal, no nausea, vomiting, hematochezia, or melena. Genitourinary, no frequency or urgency period. The physical examination, blood pressure 168/81, pulse 95, respiratory rate 20, height 67, weight 222.4 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Neurologic, no focal abnormalities. Musculoskeletal, he has normal range of motion. His exam is essentially otherwise unremarkable. The impression, 59-year-old male with history of COVID-19 dating to May 20, 2020. Having developed acute respiratory failure with ARDS-like picture period. He had prolonged hospitalization and was subsequently found to have a critical care myopathy period. Patient had further been found to have ulnar neuropathy / left cubital tunnel release period. Patient continues with symptoms of non-cardiac chest pain, but has chest pain with laughter period. He has pleuritic pain period. The patient otherwise has no objective findings with regards to his ongoing symptoms, period. He underwent EKG, which revealed sinus rhythm 52 beats per minute and is otherwise unremarkable, period. The etiology of his persistent chest pain is not clear. This may be related to his COVID-19 infection period. However, symptoms and findings of COVID-19 have otherwise resolved, period. He has not had a nuclear stress test, period. However, there is no indication that he has ischemic heart disease, period. I suspect that he has critical care myopathy, a residual of pain, and or steroid myopathy, period. No additional recommendations at this time, period. May consider amlodipine 5 milligrams for further blood pressure control, consider colchicine for plausible gout. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.